Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. You are our defense. You are our fortress. You are our help. You are all things to us. And Lord, today we cry out to you. Hear our cry. Hear our petition. Hear our requests. And do for us what only you, our God, can do. Father, we rest as we watch you take the battle on and eradicate every enemy, every strange voice, every gossiping voice, every voice of divination, enchantments, whatever the strategies of the enemy are, before they made it, before they thought about it, you saw it, you knew it, and you've acted on it. And today we position ourselves as recipients of your manifold blessings. God who knows no limit, God unstoppable, God almighty, you are God, our champion, and we give you praise. Blessed be your holy name forever, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. This evening, we are going to be hearing the word, and we are going to be praying accordingly. Amen? And the thing about prayer is that you must believe that you receive to have it. Praise the Lord. We didn't come to spectate. If somebody comes into your house and begins to steal your stuff, you will be happy and thanking them and saying, it's okay, right? No? Okay. If you have the capacity to stop them, you will stop them. You will have them arrested. You will sue them for pain and suffering and everything you can sue them for. Hello? Amen. Well, the Word of God is powerful. In Psalm 16, verse 1, we read the words, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust." Preserve me means to protect me. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee. Doesn't match. However, what the word of God says, but to the saints that are in the earth. Are you a saint in the earth? Praise God. And to the excellent. Are you the excellent? Well, the part of the excellence is that part of you that is in the heavenlies. For we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So tonight, there's going to be agreement with heaven and earth. Not only agreement with the will of God in heaven, but the you that is seated in heaven will be in agreement with the you that is in the earth. Amen? I said, the you that is in heaven will be in agreement with the you that is in the earth. So I'll say it a third time. The you that is in heaven in Christ Jesus will be in agreement with the you that is in the earth who Christ Jesus is in. Hallelujah. We are going to be in agreement today. Praise the Lord. But the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight, in whom is all my what? Delight. Now, the Word of God says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So without faith, there is not going to be any delight. Will we agree? So if God has delight in us, it is because we are in alignment with Him. Jesus heard the words of the Father, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Did he not? When did he hear it? When he went to John the Baptist to be what? Baptized. He had not done any miracles. No blind eyes had seen, no deaf ears had heard, no crippled had walked, no dead persons have been raised. But the Father says, I am well pleased in him. Why did God say, I am well pleased in him? I'm supposed to be doing the preaching, but I'm asking you questions because tonight I want us to really get the point. It was because Jesus, when John the Baptist said, I can't be doing this, Jesus said, no, you got to do this so that what is fulfilled? The scriptures are fulfilled. So it was an act of obedience. Obedience is a key factor. Obedience is the key factor. And the very fact that you took your two legs, got into your car, or walked and came here today when I asked you to come is an act of obedience, which means that you're already in line for your miracle. Did you hear that? Everyone that has taken the time and said, okay, we've been called to a solemn assembly. We've been called to come pray. We've been called to come participate in what God is doing. God has delight in that. One of the last statements the Lord Jesus Christ made as he stared over Jerusalem, the Bible says he wept over Jerusalem because they had missed the time of their visitation. When God calls, that's when we move. That's when the iron is red and hot to be hammered and to be fashioned in the way that it ought to be fashioned. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Psalm 61 and verse 1, the word of God says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide, or I will remain in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings and the covering of your wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. So there is a heritage for those who fear the name of the Lord. Interesting. Isaiah 54, verse 17, says to us, it says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. It didn't say weapons are not going to be formed. It says whatever weapons they generate, it is not going to succeed. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, it says you, not God. Who's going to condemn? You are going to condemn it. So therefore, if a voice, a word is raised up against you and you don't condemn it, what will it do? It will prosper. So the prosperity of the weaponry of the enemy is not dependent on God, it's dependent on you and what you say from your mouth. Are we together so far? This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. But the word of God says the heritage, those that fear God have the heritage of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, God calls true worship. So when we truly worship God out of a pure heart, we position ourselves to be protected from all of the attempts of the enemy to disrupt, to destroy, to confuse, to malign, to eradicate the destiny of God for our lives. Are we together so far? So tonight, you're going to have to do something with your what? With your mouth. You're going to have to speak from your mouth. Don't come here tonight and be thinking your prayers. Tonight, speak it out. Yell it out. Whatever, which way you want to do it. But you got to what? Speak it. Amen? I am shy. Why are you shy before God? Forget about everybody else here. Just say what you got to say. Amen? Say what you got to say and get the results you want. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to be praying your prayers for you tonight. You're going to be praying your own prayers tonight. Amen? Hallelujah. Even little babies know how to pray. You say, well, what do you mean they know how to pray? They communicate. It's a God talk. Prayer is a God talk. So when you, the little baby wants food, what does the baby do? Cries out. And what does the parent do? Pay attention. Today, cry out. God will hear you. Amen? Speak out of your mouth. Do something. Praise the Lord. Even sheep know how to cry out. Meh. So do yours too. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. In other words, every accusation, God says, He's righteous. And whatever accusation and condemnation, for there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them who are what? In Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Walk after the Spirit how? By walking after the Word of God. Following the Word of God. Hallelujah. This is your heritage today. Praise the Lord. Now, go to Psalm 83. Psalm 83. Keep not thou silence, O God. I'm going to cry, but now keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace. And be not still, O God. I need some movement here. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak. You're going to act. Why? Because thine enemies, for lo, thine enemies. Thine enemies. It didn't even say my enemies. It says thine enemies. Because I am transferring the enmity against me back to you. Because it's not me, it's you. And God says, put it on. Did he not say, cast all of your burdens and your cares? Okay. Why is it that they are his enemies? Because they want to make the words of God of none effect. They want the name of the Lord blasphemed. They want the name of the Lord scorned, mocked. Nothing is happening. And we are going to say, it's your enemies. They're making a lot of noise. And they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, just like Haman did, and consulted against thy hidden ones, just like Mordecai and Esther were hidden. For years they were hidden. Haman did not know, but now counsel. The activities of the enemy have taken place, and they're coming against Mordecai, Esther, and all the Jews. He says, they've taken crafty counsel against thy people on how to destroy your people. Haman went and he put together a letter recognizing that when the seal of the king gets on it, it is not reversible. Not even the king could reverse it. He says, they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation. That strategy is still happening till this day. From the river to the sea, let's get rid of them. But the devil is a liar. Amen? It says that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For millennia, that strategy has been going on, but Israel is still here. Hallelujah. I said Israel is still here. You know, the Word of God tells us, and we're going to pray in a moment. The Word of God tells us that God brought Abraham out in the book of Genesis. And he said to Abraham, and we'll come back to Psalm 83 in a moment. He said to Abraham, look at the stars. If you can number them, that's going to be how multiplied, how great your children are going to be, your seed. So shall thy seed be. So shall thy seed be. The Word of God says, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Now, there's something I want you to see here. The Bible goes on, let's go to verse 10. Same story, nothing has changed. The man makes a sacrifice, and he says, and he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abraham drove them away. And when the sun, listen to this, and when the sun was going down, Oh. You mean it was daylight when God said to Abraham, look up and count the stars. How can you count stars when it is daytime? Are you with me? So it was not a convenient time. It was not dark. It's only at night that you can count the stars. But God, during the day, while the sun was still shining brightly, God brought him out and says, look, count the stars. But I can't count the stars. But he knew something. What did he know? He knew that the stars were there because the creator of the stars was the one who was speaking to him, and he knew that from past experiences, he knows that stars will show up at night. And though it was day, he knew that the star was going to show up. Those stars were going to show up in his nighttime. Let me tell you something now. The nighttime is coming. And what we're going to pray now, it's a setup for those nighttime for you to remember God says this. So even though it is dark, even though Isaiah 61 says there will be gross darkness in the world, we will understand that this is also true. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Hallelujah. I don't know if you got what I just said. Did you get it? If you got it, wave your two hands. Hallelujah. Some people are waving one hand. That means you didn't get it. I said, if you got it, wave two hands. Some people didn't even wave one hand. So let me say it again. For the last time, God asked Abraham to count the stars when it was daytime, when he could not see it. But by faith, he believing stood out there and believed that sky that he saw nothing in right now was going to manifest the stars at the fullness of time. Did you get it so far? That his present situation, though he could not count it, did not cancel out the reality that the stars were there, even though he could not see it. And what I'm saying to you now, I'm speaking to you prophetically now. Dark days are coming, but that's when that which you were believing for, because you knew it was there even though you could not see it. For faith is the what? The substance of what? Things not seen. The evidence of things hoped for. I don't see it, but I know you said it's there. I don't see it, but I know it's Operation Full House. I don't see it, but I know that we have an overflow in finances. I don't see it, but I know it is there because you said it is there. And when the dark days come, that's when you are going to know the power of God. Hallelujah. Did you get it this time? Then wave. If you don't wave, then I will leave you there. Praise the Lord. Now everybody waved. Hallelujah. It's your breakthrough night. It's your turnaround day. Somebody shout hallelujah. Back to Psalm 83. It says to us in verse 4, it says, they have said, that's the enemy, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are in agreement. They are confederate against thee. Wow. Unity. Huh. But the word of God says, though they be in agreement, they are not of me. I'm not in agreement with them because really true successful unity is unity with God. Praise the Lord. It says they have consulted together with one consent, one agenda, one goal. Let's wipe them out. I don't know if you know what's happening. About 15 years or so ago, I began declaring, saying to us, that the word Christianity was going to be, and your Bible was going to be, a bad book. That you are going to be pointed at as the enemy of society. Did I say it? Guess what's happening? There's even legislation that if they act on it, will make it criminal for me to preach the gospel inside my own church. Right now. Passed by your liberal government. Hate towards these people that will not allow us to do whatever it is that we want to do, whenever it is we want to do it. So if I preach against homosexuality, they say they can come and arrest me and throw me in jail. Because I'm practicing hate. So they might, based on their agenda, people that want to live in a world of lies, arrest me for preaching against lying. Preaching about anything that has to do with morality, because God is evil. God is trying to cramp our style. I want to do whatever it is I want to do, whenever it is I want to do it. Don't judge me, they say. Because I preach the word of truth. Don't judge me. You're judging me. No, I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you what the truth of God's word is. Okay, so if it is that Bible that's making you preach that, then that must be a hate book. We don't want it. They're getting rid of Bibles out of the library and bringing pornography inside the library. Many years ago, I preached a message here, and I said, I don't care if they are attacking a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Hindu, or whoever, I'm going to fight for them. Because they are practicing their faith. And if I don't fight for them, one day they're going to come after me. It's got to be freedom of religious belief. Hello? I don't agree with what they are teaching. I don't believe in that. So they've got to be free to be able to choose what faith they belong to. So I can preach the word of God to them. But if you stop me from preaching, how am I going to preach to them? So the agenda of the enemy is to stop every one of us from having a voice. But nothing is going to stop us. You know what the Bible says? The Sadducees and the Pharisees, they hauled the disciples and they threw them into jail and whipped them and told them, you cannot preach in the name of Jesus ever again. What an amazing story. The Bible says when they went to get them back from prison, the guys were no longer there. They were in the temple preaching. How did they get out? Supernatural power of God. God, when we are on the side of God, We are not limited to any capacity of anything, not Jericho, not AI. We get out. When we want to get out, the doors will open on its own will, and we'll walk out. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, we will dumbfound the enemy. I'm not afraid of any devil. If God is the God that he says he is, then I've got more than enough power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Their agenda will not work. Praise the Lord. Whatever agenda the devil has against you and your family will not work. Haman found out. You don't go against the children of God. The government that comes against the people of God will crash. What was the name of that Prime Minister? Bob Martins? Paul Martins, yes. Paul Martins. He found out, trying to terrorize the church, and from this pulpit, I preached the word of God and I sent it to him. We still have the CD and the DVDs here. I told him and members of parliament and members of MLAs across this nation, I sent it to them by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I said to Paul Martin, if you don't change the trajectory of what you're trying to do, you are going to be fired twice in one day. He was riding up in the polls and thought he was Mr. Big Shot. And God was saying, Mr. Big Shot, who do you think you are? Remember that song from those days? Yeah, God, hey, Mr. Big Shot, who do you think you are? My son says you're going to be fired twice in one day, and that's exactly what's going to happen. And election day, the week before the election, scandal hit Paul Martin and the liberals, and they came crashing. Do you remember that? And he got fired from being prime minister when his polls were up there. And with his own mouth, he resigned from being the leader of the Liberal Party. And I'm watching television. I said, I told you. You're going to be fired twice in one day. Well, there are some people that need to be fired. Hallelujah. Coming against the body of Christ, you are fired. Doesn't matter whether you're a trustee, a mayor, a superintendent, you are working, wherever it is that you are working, the church of Jesus Christ is not subject to your power, to your words. The church of Jesus Christ prevails because it is built upon the solid rock of who God is. And today I send a word, a fiery word against every enemy. God's fire is coming after you right where you are now. Shut down, you are, in Jesus' mighty name. You're going to come and consent and make your confederacy. No, no, no. It says the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagarites. Hagarites are the people from Hagar. Ishmael is from Hagar also. It says Gibal and Ammon and who? Amalek. The Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre, Asher also is joined with them. They have opened the children of Lot. These are people that are supposed to be close to family. They've joined themselves together. It says, do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the brook of Kishon. What happened to these guys? Dead. drunk, stabbed through the chest, dead. He says, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Which perished at Endor. That's where the witch was operating from. They're all going down. Every practice of witchcraft, of divination, everything that is causing an incantation against you, whatever the enemy has strategized to do against you and your family and this church, today by the authority of the word of God, it's all coming down. Hallelujah. He says, make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb. All their princes as Zeba and as Zalmunna. Who are these? Oreb and Zeb were on the other side of the Jordan. These guys were operating to make sure that Israel doesn't cross the Jordan into the promised land. And today, if you're not hearing me yet, we're already praying. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that is going to block you from stepping into the promised land of God, must all be cut off. Who is Zeb and Oreb? They are long neck giants. These are monitoring spirits, people that are monitoring you so that they can gossip about you. Those long necks, by the word of God, swoop, they are cut off. I say they are cut off. I say they are cut off. Every monitoring spirit, you are cut off in Jesus' mighty name. Monitoring who? Monitoring me? No. My stuff is my stuff. And you have no rights to it. What are they trying to do? They said, listen, the word of God says they what? They said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. Let's take the houses of God. This house is not for the taking. Hallelujah. The churches of God are not for the taking. Do you know that the spirit of darkness has been operating in our world and has been taking houses and turning them to bars, turning them to residential buildings? There's one right across there. It used to be a church. Now it's a residential building. They're all over the place. Their church buildings have been turned to bars. There are church buildings that have become mosque. Hello? The people of God invested and gave of their resources to build it. You say, well, there are no people coming to church anymore. That's why we sold it. Well, God is not on the losing side. He is on Operation Full House. Amen? There is going to be a generation, and that generation is now, that have gone through the wilderness of time and have been fed all kinds of lies and are dissatisfied with their lives, who will now turn back to God and say, this God thing that they told us we should not pursue after, I want to know about him and see what he can do for me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we call everyone who is frustrated with their lives, frustrated with their peace, frustrated with everything happening in their lives. They cannot buy their homes. They cannot buy groceries. In the mighty name of Jesus, come into the house of the living God. Come, 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 come now. In the name of Jesus, this house shall not be possessed by the enemy. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh my God, make them like a wheel as the stubble before the wind. Hallelujah. Make them like that tumbleweed blowing. No direction, but they're going out of our way. As a fire burneth a wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name. That they may seek thy name, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over all the earth. And all of God's people together in Jesus' name said, amen. Praise the Lord. Haman found out. They set a date to destroy the people of God. And a new document was put in place. And that document says, go get them. Whoever it is that's coming after you, get rid of them. Every ugly head that raises his head against you, cut it off. Hallelujah. Cut it off. Praise the Lord. You better not be looking at me crooked, because I might interpret that as you trying to do something, and I'm going to do it before you do it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, I'm having a symptom, and the doctor said, arthritis. Arthritis, go die. Hallelujah. Oh, it's because you're getting old. Not when the word of God says my youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. I'm not claiming no old age disease. Praise the Lord. I am young, I'm youthful, and I can outrun anything that needs to be run over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God's grace is upon my life. God's grace is upon your life. And it is an overtaking spirit that's inside of you. You are going to overtake in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel chapter 21 and verse 27 says something. And then we're going to begin to pray. Are you tired? Good. It says, I will overturn, overturn, overturn. That is three times. Overturn whatever it is that's happened in your past that does not belong. I'm going to overturn it. Whatever it is that's happening in your present that needs to be overturned so that you can possess your possessions, I'm going to overturn it. Whatever it is that's going to happen in your future that's trying to stop you from fulfilling your destiny, I am going to overturn it until you, he come, whose right it is. It is my right to possess my possessions. For in the mountain of the Lord, in the mountain of the Lord, we shall possess our possessions. There are things God has for me that must be handed over now. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm not going to look at my circumstance. I'm going to look at the bigness of my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. Oh, my Lord. This is good. I will give it him. This is not just a statement about God giving whatever it is that was your possession to you. He's saying, when this grace of overturning things comes upon you, when there is a problem, I'm going to present you. and because you're going to take care of business. I'm going to give it him, the one whose possession it is. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I receive that grace upon my life to destroy the works of the devil, to confirm and affirm what Jesus Christ, my Lord, has already done for me. Hallelujah. I am a problem solver. Glory be to God. I am the offspring of the living God. Praise the Lord. Do you know that the word of God says in the Psalms, ye are gods? And if you don't act as gods, he says, then you will have to die like men. I'm not going to die like ordinary people. I am an offspring of God. Godness is in me, therefore goodness flows out of me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Some people are getting, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the Bible, my brother, my sister. Do goats give birth to trees? Goats give birth to goats. Call it a kid, it's still a goat when it grows up. Pigs give birth to pigs. God says, I am his offspring. In Acts 17, I am God's offspring. I came out of him. Hallelujah. I am like him. He says, be ye imitators of me. Praise the Lord. Mimic me. Act like me. Exercise my authority. How? By what you say. Hallelujah. Okay, get up. You've been sitting too long. Based on what we heard this morning, and again tonight, I want you to make certain declarations. Prayer doesn't have to be long, but you need to say it out of your mouth. Amen? The Bible says that Hagar presented to Esther all that belonged to her from the king's treasury. Praise the Lord. My God shall supply all of your needs according to what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That means, child of God, are you ready? You sure now? Your provisions are not necessarily from the earth realm. Your provisions can come out of another dimension, the glory dimension, into this natural dimension. Amen? So we are going to declare glory of God manifests in my now, in this present, every resource I need to live life victoriously. Pray. Katabo shendere bakaya taba. O remalada ba sheke de barakata tika. Ratamba nekete lo sokoteba. Shiramato sembre. Barikato sombre mataka. Kande bo shekete. Rikatata ba shekereba. Lord, O God, in Jesus' name, let there be the grace to tap into the realm of glory. We tap into the realm of glory. We tap into the realm of glory and manifest in this natural world that which is supernatural, your supernatural provision. For your blessings come out of the realm of glory. Glory. It is from that realm of glory that water is turned into wine. It is from that realm of glory that the multitude are fed with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. We thank you for the grace to present unto you what you can work with, the primers, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise for it now. Hallelujah. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to go a little bit deeper. Not only was Esther provided what she needed, Bible says that she was preferred. The grace of preference came upon her. So she had, in that favor that was given to her, preferred treatment, preferred placement, and acceleration of things happening for her. I want you to now to begin to declare and remember the word of God. Remember the word of God. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Amen? Now, I want you to very strategically, I know you have your needs, but this is how it works. You seek what is God's first, and then it happens for you. Your burdens you cast onto him, and he makes your enemies his enemies. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you get that? So when you're speaking about acceleration, the preferred place, favor, preferred treatment, declare it over the house of God that you are in, and it becomes your reality. Do you get it? Seek the welfare of God's purposes, and your welfare will be established. You get it? Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, pray. Declare it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that there is supernatural speed released upon your body. Lord, oh God, your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you for preferred placement. We thank you, Lord, for preferred treatment. We thank you, Lord, for acceleration of every good thing that you have purpose in your heart for your people. And Lord, oh God, in Jesus, we declare your kingdom come and your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven even now. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's something that's happening in our world right now in a very dramatic way, fashion. I remember something that my spiritual father taught me and so many of his sons and daughters. He said, all truth is parallel. This particular parallel that we need to deal with is the right of squatters. Squatters' rights. Squatters' rights means that somebody, if you went on vacation and you are away for over a month, somebody can come into your house, break into that house, stay in that house, and as long as they're there for a whole month, they take possession of that house. You have to fight to get them out. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes. It happened to me, Pastor.
It's happened to you.
When I went to Texas, they took my house.
Okay, I got it. So I can continue. So this is what happens. Squatters' rights. We are going to cancel any squatting rights. Because, now, I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm talking about. I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm talking about. But a dead squatter cannot possess my house. Amen? Hallelujah. So, I am going, a squatter comes into my house and they have stage 4 cancer, they will be in the hospital squatting over there. not in my house. I will come into my house, clean up my house, and stay in my house. I am the new squatter. I've been here. Praise the Lord. There's not going to be any papers written. The fire of God must come to bear on any squatting spirit, for the word of God says in Ezekiel, overturn, overturn, overturn. So we are going to declare no squatters around my life, no squatters in the church of Jesus Christ, no devilish spirit operating here or in our homes or in our businesses, anywhere around us, no squatting in the mighty name of Jesus. All squatters fired in Jesus' mighty name. Pray, declare it now. Hallelujah. Father, we declare judgment on every squatting spirit that is trying to take hold of our possessions. We say now in Jesus' name, move, 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 get out in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the house of the Lord. It is not the den of thieves. It is a house of prayer, and it's the place where the people get healed, delivered, and they are set free. So we declare now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this is God's healing center. This is God's place of demonstration, of power, of wisdom, of authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that every spirit that has been squatting around in the body of Christ, get out now, get out now, get out now, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Anything squirting in your business, slowing down your business, keeping people from your business, making your business, whether it be the church, your family, your finances, not to function as it should, because the spirit of Zeb and Oreb are operating, the spirit of Zalmunna is operating around you, around the church of Jesus Christ. Those spirits must be beheaded. Hallelujah. Every monitoring spirit must be cut down. Every voice that has been raised up in condemnation, speaking evil about you and about God's business in your life, must be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, mortify the deeds of the flesh. Kill it. Send it to its morgue. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to declare judgment. The word of God says, any voice, any mouth, anything that speaks the word of condemnation towards you, it says, or judgment towards you, it says, you have the right to condemn it, that this is your heritage, this is your right, and your righteousness is of God. So begin to declare your righteousness, that you are the blessed of the Lord, and every contrary voice, no matter what they say, the judgment of God comes upon them right this very moment. They are condemned in Jesus' mighty name. You are the right righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Speak it out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that no weapons of the enemy fashioned can operate against me, can operate against your church, can operate against our families. Lord, oh God, today we speak the word of condemnation against those things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are condemned. You are condemned. You are condemned. Your voice is condemned. Every spirit gossiping in the name of Jesus, you are condemned. Every spirit criticizing and bringing judgment, You are condemned. You are brought to naught now. Everything that is rising up against me, against the church of Jesus Christ, you are condemned. You are cut down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We send the word of God as an evil-seeking missile to come after you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not operate here. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak judgment and condemnation on every weapon that the enemy has fashioned. You are destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I want you to notice something in Isaiah 54. The word of God says in verse 16, he says, "Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy." But then it says, no weapon. In other words, even though I created all of those things, just like God created an angel perfectly but became the devil, he says, I have not given them weaponry that will work against you. Praise God. Hallelujah. What is this weapon? It's a weapon of judgment against you as a believer. Accusation. The Bible says Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Many years ago, I preached a message here where I told you about an experience I had with the Lord. The Lord came to me and told me about the greatest sin that is affecting the church. And you opened a scroll. And in that scroll, I saw the words, not adultery, not fornication, not lying, or not, the words were gossip. Gossip. He says that's the most effective weapon the enemy has been using. Gossip. I was in a party yesterday, and this, actually I was ministering in Niagara, and the Lord reminded me of that same message. And I said to the people about gossip. And I was in a party yesterday, and this young man came, one of our sons, came and said, I saw a video of a guy who used to be a gangster, and he died, and he went to hell, and he died for 3 minutes. He said, while he was in hell, he could hear people complaining and asking for help, and said the common thing they all talked about of why they were there was because of gossip. Gossip. Today we're going to go after that spirit. Because a gossiper spins his stories. And the gossiper who starts it, by the time that gossip gets to the 10th person, the whole story is changed. If we tried it right now, we don't have time. If I tell her something, and she tells you whatever it is I told her, by the time we get to the 100th person here, it will be a totally different story. I told her a turtle was walking across the street. By the time we finished the story, the turtle grew wings and was flying. That's what gossip does. It continues to grow like a cancerous cell. We must destroy that spirit. It cannot operate here. Amen? Pray. Lift up your voice before the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy the spirit of gossip right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Gossiping spirit, you are shut down. You are exposed and you are destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Gossiping spirit, cut off. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How did the spirit of gossip operate in the story of Haman, Mordecai, and Esther? It was gossipers that went to talk to Haman and said to Haman, should he be doing that? That guy doesn't bow down to you. You see it? Gossiping spirit. It is true that he was not bowing down to him, but Haman was walking across there, was full of himself, and did not see him not bowing down until gossipers pointed it out. You have in your pure, loving faith walk with God, loving all God's people, until the gossiper came and said, we shut that spirit down in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. The next thing we're going to pray about, the Bible talks about the ass in the New Testament on Palm Sunday that was tied. Tied all of his life and not used. We're going to declare in Jesus' mighty name that whatever it is that has tied us up as a church, as a people, that we be freed from it, because it is the fullness of time. The Word of God says this is our turnaround day. This is the day that the Lord God Almighty has made for you and I to rejoice and be glad. Amen? We're going to declare that this day is our day of supernatural freedom from every limitation, everything that has limited us from being that which God ordained us to be. Amen? I will fulfill my destiny. Pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus that we are free from every lie, from every deception, from everything that limits us as a people. Father, this day, let every spirit of entanglement, every spirit of limitation be cut off from our lives. We walk in the divine freedom of the Most High God, free to fulfill our divine destiny in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Christ, our sovereign Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Two more things in reference to this, and we're going to pray other things. Number two, the Bible tells us that on the day that Jesus Christ rode that donkey, that ass, in the same chapter, the Bible tells us that he was hungry and there was a fig tree afar off, and he expected to eat fruit from that tree. But it was not the season of figs. And so the fig spoke to the Lord. You say, how did fig speak? Because the Bible says Jesus answered it. If he didn't say something, Jesus would not have answered it. The fig was saying, it's not my season. I cannot give you what you're asking for, because it's not my season. All it needed to do was submit itself to the request of the Lord, and it would have become that day a fig tree that produced out of season and in season all the time. We're going to declare judgment on every disobedient spirit. Amen? Every disobedient spirit must come down, must be destroyed. The Word of God says it is like the sin of witchcraft, and rebellion like idolatry. The Bible says, and Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And when they came back the next day, that tree was withered from its root up. Now, on the other side is the donkey that he was riding, that never been touched, never been ridden. Its natural instinct is to bark and throw Jesus off. But that animal submitted itself in obedience to Jesus. We're going to declare while we are binding and destroying the spirit of disobedience and resistance and rebellion against God's word and God's plan, we are going to declare, hallelujah, that we have an obedient, submissive heart. Because God says, I will exalt the humble. Amen? So on one hand, destroy something, and on the other hand, receive something. For we can do nothing without God. So the grace to be obedient comes from God. Amen? So we won't receive it. And when we receive it, everything else, listen to this. This is important. If you want things to obey you, you must learn obedience. Because if you display rebellion against God, then God cannot help you because things will rebel against you. You learn obedience and everything become obedient to you. You practice disobedience and you're going to have a hard life because things are going to be disobedient to you. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying that disobedience is only because you were disobedient, because obviously Jesus was not disobedient. But the tree was resisting him. And so what happened? If you don't obey in bringing forth fruit, you don't have a reason to exist. So anything that will resist the will of God in my life, you cease to exist. You must die to your roots. Did you get it all? Pray. I declare judgment on everything that should produce in my life. Produce your goodness in my life. Produce your goodness in your church. Produce your goodness in our families. Produce your goodness in everything that you've called us to that is not producing because it has excuses. We shut down every spirit that is generating excuses, rightly or wrongly. This day, in Jesus' name, you die to your roots immediately. Idolatry shall not prevail anywhere around us, shall not prevail in the church of Jesus Christ. You die to your roots now in Jesus' mighty name. We call everything to come in alignment, in obedience. The spirit of disobedience, you are rejected, you are destroyed, you are brought to naught in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise that it is so right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to pray. We're going to go even deeper. Haman set up gallows. And those gallows, there was a 75-foot stake that he was planning on hanging Mordecai on. But while he was building that, God was causing the agent of change for Mordecai and the people of Israel, or the Jews, to stay awake until he located the fact that Mordecai needed to be blessed, but hadn't been blessed yet, because somebody else was honored. He had promotion on his mind. Please hear this. Ahasuerus had promotion on his mind and gave it to Haman. Meanwhile, that promotion should have gone to Mordecai. But because Mordecai missed the first opportunity, did not mean he was going to miss it forever. There was a set time. We're going to declare now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that what belongs to you comes to you. What belongs to glory and peace comes to glory and peace. Whether we miss an opportunity before does not mean that we will always miss it, because the set time, the opportune time to favor us is come. Amen? We're going to declare the favor of God. Favor of God, come upon us. Come upon us. Remember that when you're praying for you, you're praying for the church, because the church is you and you are the church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Favor of God, come upon my life. Whatever it is that I've missed before, let it be reestablished. I must get what belongs to me. Pray, 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 pray. Father, we declare that every missed opportunity becomes a set opportunity for us to experience your wholeness. So, Lord, oh God, this day we declare over your church, over your people, Lord, oh God, that whatever has been misplaced is replaced. Father, in the name of Jesus, just like Mordecai finally got his due, we declare, oh God, that we receive our due in this our set time. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be a supernatural turnaround. Let there be a change of seasons. Lord, oh God, cause us, oh God, to produce fruit in a time that is most unlikely. Because, Father, even now, at noontime, by faith, we see the stars. And we are 1,000 times more than we are now. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Next thing we're going to pray, we're going to pray that the Hamans in our lives hang on their own agenda. Amen? Whoever dug a pit for me is falling into that pit, and they cannot come out of it. Hallelujah? Haman and his family hung. Pray that prayer. Hallelujah. The Bible says, do not suffer or allow a witch to live. Father, we declare judgment on every witchcraft spirit, every Amalekite spirit, every spirit of Agag. Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, they may have caused and come together in consent, formed a confederacy, but Lord, oh God, today in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that you're the God who puts together. You are also the God that scatters. You're the God who stands for us. You are also a God who stands against our enemies. And so, Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, we declare now, by the authority of your word, let the enemy hang in its own mess and be destroyed by its own agenda. In Jesus' mighty name. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, I'm going to read you something. We're going to be done in a moment. Don't worry. But this is more important than going home right now. The Bible says in Esther chapter 8 and verse 17. I shall take it from verse 16, because this is the end result that we want to see. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, whichsoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became what? Jews. They converted. Hallelujah. They became Jews. Why? For the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Why did the fear of the Jews fall upon them? They saw with their own eyes that the agenda, the planned agenda of the enemy wasn't working against the believers. Amen? So we're going to declare that there will be a conversion and that the fear of God and God's people, because you are a carrier of God, will strike the hearts of men and they will turn away from the devil and turn towards God. Are you ready to pray that prayer? The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Pray that the fear of God will strike hold, take a hold of the hearts of men, and change will begin to take place. That people who were thinking of planning against you and God's plan and purpose for your destiny will stop it immediately, because they understand that that meant trouble, that you are the apple of God's eye. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare right now a complete turnaround, that we who were supposedly meant to be afraid, that we are the ones that are bold as lions. We are bold because we are made strong. Because, Father, there's been an establishment of documentation that is signed, sealed, and delivered that says to us that we can take out the enemy. And Lord, oh God, the enemy begins now to see and behold the goodness of God in our lives. And Father, they are backing off now. They are changing. They are turning around. And they are saying, we also are now to be called believers of the Most High God. We will worship the only true God. In the mighty name of Jesus, so let it be. Just like they said on Mount Carmel, the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. So shall they say now concerning us and your mighty move in our lives, that you are God and you reign forever. Lord, you are not still. You are not quiet. You have responded, and you are dealing a deadly blow on every agenda of Satan and his cohorts. And this day we receive your manifold blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every enemy cut off in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Something I did not share with you this morning. Just be seated for a moment. I want you to be too tired and getting distracted. The Bible tells us about the king Ahasuerus. The name Ahasuerus, just like the name Jabez, was not a very good name. Ahasuerus means will be silent and poor. That's what the name means. Will be silent and poor. Was he poor? Was he silent? No. But what it means is this: if you're silent, you will be poor. Did you get that? If you are silent, you will be what? Poor. That's the name that was given. But Ahasuerus decided he is not going to be that. So for 6 months, in his 3 years, after 3 years, in his third year rather, in his third year, remember what three represent: past, present, future. He decided to throw a party for 6 months. And it wasn't McDonald's. Everybody ate whatever it is they wanted, nonstop. You want to drink whatever you want to drink? Drink whatever it is you want to drink on me. Jabez was born in sorrow, but he said, I am not going to be answering a sorrowful name. Instead, turn my sorrow into joy. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast. Mordecai said to Esther, if you don't take your place, God will find somebody else to bring enlargement. Hallelujah. And deliverance from another place. This last prayer we're going to pray is a declaration. God, you don't need to look for somebody else. Enlarge me. Make me fulfill the integrity of who you are. It's not poor. I cannot be poor. My God is not sick. I cannot be sick. My God is not broke. I cannot be broke. Hallelujah. In essence, bottom line, God, be like you. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to pray this last prayer? Then do it with zest. Give it everything you got. Hallelujah. When you're ready to cut the rope, the tape, don't slow down. That's how you lose. Put on more speed. Hallelujah. Run that tape right through. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the grace to be like you, not to be like anything else. Lord God, Ahasuerus decided not to be silent or poor. And today, I make that decision not to be silent or poor. In the mighty name of Jesus, Jabez decided not to be living a life of sorrow and defeat. Lord, oh God, I also make that decision not to be that. My name is Ephesino. Wealth has come. So let it be in the mighty name of Jesus. You gave me a great name. You said your name is Michael, a prince with God, a warrior. So let it be unto me according to the name that has been given to me. Father, in Jesus' mighty name. But most of all, I thank you that your name is upon my life. You have sealed me with your essence. And therefore, I and your people will represent you well in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall showcase your glory in all the earth, for we are light. We were born of you, the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. You said that those ones represent the good and perfect gift of God. So today we declare in Jesus' name, I am good and I am perfect according to the words of the living God. Hallelujah. You said, be ye perfect and be ye holy. And we declare this day that what you have said is true concerning us. I am perfect and I am holy unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. That is the mitre upon our forehead. Holiness unto the Lord. And Father, so we are shining brightly, declaring your will is done in the earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Every need is met. Every situation addressed. We sought first your kingdom, and now the benefit of every other thing added unto us is now in full motion. Thank you, Lord. It is so. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that you took time to come to pray tonight. At this time, we're going to honor God with our tithes and offerings, our vows, first fruits, whatever it is, free will offering that God has commanded you to honor him with. Give unto the Lord. And if you can, tonight, give a special offering for missions and mark it out as missions. Don't wait for Mission Sunday before doing that, which is going to be next Sunday, which is also Resurrection Sunday. Just honor God. Amen? And we give God praise for his faithfulness. Now, let me just say a quick hello to the saints that are on Zoom. We'll turn off from YouTube and Facebook at this time. Thank God for Sister Carol.